Good morning, Glenn Healy.
Good morning. Now, that was a hockey game.
There you go.
That's fun. Yeah,
like darn good, entertaining hockey game with lots of pace, lots of anger, lots of just great passion. And except for the first 10 minutes of the game, I thought that's about as good a game as I've seen all year.
I was going to say, I thought maybe, you know, maybe the violence was coming back with the Soshnikov hit on Bergeron, but no real repercussions after that, Glenn. It's tough on the Boston bench, right? You see your captain, your big guy go in, but he got right back up afterwards. Maybe the game takes a different tone if he's got to be helped off and we don't see Bergeron again. No one liked the Soshnikov hit there.
No, and Bergie's had some concussion issues, right? Mm-hmm. He's a guy whose career was put on hold a couple different times by a couple different hits, one by Kovalev, and he's not a fan of that, I can tell you. When I was at the Players Association, I had to deal with a couple different hits that were result of him on the receiving end, and not a fan. So I knew right away when I saw the hit, this is coming, here we go. And sure enough, it did come. But you know what? The game last night, though, had the pace of a first-round playoff game. So it was entertaining in every way.
Glenn, do you wonder when it is that fans really start to buy in? The negativity has been built in over the last few years that I think each and every game more fans get there. And beating the Bruins and getting 1 point behind them and feeling like you can get in front of them right now, I think that was a big step for fans and players last night.
Oh, no. We're cheering for Boston now. Because what we want is we want them to beat the Islanders and we want them to beat Tampa. So it is crazy the way the field runs down the stretch here. But their next couple games are games that can help the Maple Leafs. Last night, you know what? We're glad to take a couple off them. And if it goes to OT, that would have been better because give them a point. Make sure that Tampa's say bye-bye and the teams below us say bye-bye. But it's going to be a crazy run down the stretch here. You're going to watch every game from every team that we're chasing, they're chasing all the way through. But they've got some critical games where they can really hurt some of the opponents that are in the rearview mirror for the Maple Leafs.
But why don't you have your view on the front view mirror? The Bruins are a point in front of you, and you have a game in hand. It sounds like negative thinking.
Oh, you're greedy. Oh, you're,
I'm not
you're greedy. You're greedy on a Tuesday morning. You know what? You control your destiny because you have points in the bank, because you're in the wild card spot, because it's not a flip-flop where every day we see a different team that's taken our spot, but the way it stands, just get in. That's all I'm looking for. And if it can help where Boston gets rid of some of the teams that are pests to us, then let's have that happen.
Glenn Healy, our guest, Brady and Price, Sportsnet starting lineup. I hear a lot of complaining in the last 48 hours about the playoff format and the concept of a Pittsburgh-Washington first round. We could even, if Boston drops into that wild card, you could have a Washington-Boston, Pittsburgh-Boston first round. It's great to cover. It's great to watch. It's great for fans. But I feel like, did people not watch hockey in the 80s, 90s? You were playing then when some divisions were a little top-heavy, right? The Smythe versus the Norris, right? You saw bad playoff matchups in the Norris, bad teams get to the semifinals. That first Wings team that did in 87 had to play Edmonton, and I think there was like a 30-point difference. This has been going on since. There's no perfect playoff formats, what I'm saying.
No, and if you think that by complaining we're going to change it, next trick, no chance. Like, this format works perfectly for the league because there is pseudo parity. There is. Call it what it is. There are a lot of teams that are on the cusp that have garnered points, that can't win shootouts, that can't win in overtime, but the fan base, and that's what's most important for the game, is the fans. It's not the players, it's the fans. And there are a ton of teams that are just hanging around here in this last month where the fans aren't going away. So when you talk about, let's do a three-point game. You know, if you win in regulation, you get three. Well, it gets away from the parity that you have in this game today. And so it is good for fan bases and good for teams to, even though their season has not been what it should be, to still be hanging around and to still be part of the conversation. And so it's not going to change. We're going to continue, I think, with this format. And fan bases will continue to watch their teams right down to the last week of the season because they believe they have a chance. And so that would be different than if you went to a different, more traditional format where, you know, there'd be at least six teams that would just disappear from our radar because they don't have a chance.
Sportsnet starting lineup with Brady and Price, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, talking with Glenn Healy, NHL insider. And so Freddie Anderson is 8-0 lifetime against the Boston Bruins. Let's say you were playing them again tonight. Does the goaltender or the team go into that with it? I mean, does it mean something when you're playing them, or are these just numbers we're throwing around?
No. You get a feel when you're a goalie, when you're a player, when it just seems to go right against a certain team. There are certain buildings where you just love playing in that building. It just seems to go right. I never started or finished a game in St. Louis. I don't know why, but I'm telling you, game would start, and the first thing I thought of is how long am I going to last? Or if I was sitting, you know, especially with the old building, sitting back, you didn't sit on the bench back in the days, you sat in the Zamboni entrance, I'd be sitting wondering, at what point am I going to go in? Because it's for whatever reason, that building, I stunk. The other goaltender I played with, we stunk. We stunk together. It was a perfect match. And so when you get that confidence, when you get that feeling, you know, there are golfers that play on certain golf courses that have it. You just get that swagger that you know that I got it. Don't worry about me. And last night, I mean, that's as confident as I've seen a goaltender look. There's no question in my mind it was going to be his game. And so, yeah, you get that feeling. And last night was one of those ones where you looked at it and you said, yep, this is in the bank, boys. Just get me one more, and I'll get you the win.
Glenn, Maple Leafs will finish up with 11 games and 19 over the next 19 days.
Oh, let's have another bye week.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take 5 more days off, and we can go fishing, and we can go on the beach. And
we'll take pictures, and we'll post them. And it'll be all great.
Yeah, way to go, Don Fear. Yeah. So you haven't sweat in a long time. Get rid of the bye week. What a stupid thing that is.
So what would you do with it?
Well, let's have 4 less back-to-backs. There's a trick for you. It's not hard to think of that one.
All right, so back-to-back. They got Columbus tomorrow. They got New Jersey Thursday and Buffalo on Saturday. Which of those games scares you the most?
The ones at the very end scare me. So I'm 2 weeks ahead of you. I'm looking at the Buffalo, Washington, Pittsburgh, Columbus, like that. Those games scare me. Because if the Metro's not decided, oh boy, because I can tell you Pittsburgh does not want to play Columbus. They want to win it all and then end up with a wild card first-round opponent. Washington wants the same thing. So if it's decided at the end, then that's good because you're going to probably see a Crosby sit down and rest and a Malkin sit down and rest. And that's going to be not who you play, but when you play them. And so I'm more looking at that finish, wondering what those last bunch of games are going to be. And going into Buffalo in the last little bit of the season, like Buffalo has never been an easy game in the history of the Toronto Maple Leafs in Buffalo. I'm sorry. I did the massacre on New Year's Day. I've been part of all of them, and they suck when you go into that building. So that's the finish that concerns me.
Speaking of breaks, you were playing when NHL players first went to Nagano. Where are you with Olympics now? I feel like the playoffs will start, and it's 8 weeks of mayhem, and it's great entertainment, but we won't talk about it. It's got a little bit of a window where we're looking at it. Gary Bettman got killed last week for saying he said in Arizona, there's no tangible benefit to going. I'd make the case that he's not totally far off from a worldwide perspective. Because to me, Glenn, audiences that watch Canada and USA in a semifinal or gold medal game, they're not watching the Avalanche and Stars on a Tuesday night. What do you think happens here?
We're going, period. End of story. You can negotiate all you want. You can play coy. You can negotiate through the media. You can tell the Arizona. Do you think the Arizona fans even listened? They don't go to Arizona games.
That's a bad example for geography, yes.
But you know what? Why don't we go on a Monday night to Carolina and tell fans what they think? They don't go to that either. You're going, period. You know how many people exist in that part of the planet? If you could get a sliver of that, if you could take that international piece of the pie and grow it with an international strategy, with the World Cup as part of it, with the Olympics as part of it. So give me two more World Cups, give me two more Olympics, and give me a Ryder Cup, and in 7-8 years, we'll be talking a much different story. But the international strategy is the way to go. Players know it, the coaches know it, the league knows it. And
but some owners hate it, right? I mean, that's if you're the Nashville Predators, you say,
if I owned a team?
So yeah, do I gain as much by closing the doors for 2.5 weeks when nothing else is going on?
I think you do.
Gain from that?
I think you do. I think you're short-sighted if you don't. I mean, that is a ridiculous market in China that you need to make sure that you get to after this Olympics.
300 million people in China speak English. 300 million. There's a pretty good market to grab. But, you know, hey, let's put it in perspective. Let's do a little survey. You walk around the fan today. Okay, I need any of the people that want to go and work in a part of the world that's a little contentious, right? You know, you're in South Korea. It's not exactly a place where North Korea is your friend. And you're going to give up not only your officials, but all your game ops guys. You're going to give up the league officials. You're going to give up the players. And ask the people that work in your shop if you'd be willing to go there for 18 days and work for free. The answer's no. I don't want to work for free. What, Roger's giving away free cable? Sure, I'll go. Yeah, if you're going to give it away to the people. But people don't want to go and do it for nothing. And that's what the owners are looking at. We give our game to somebody else when the rest of the leagues are almost dark and we're doing it for nothing. What are we getting out of it? Well, short-sighted. I think you're getting a lot, and I think you're going to go at the end of the day.
Thank you so much, Glenn.
Okay, you guys go to North Korea to work for free. How about that?
Why are we going to North Korea?
I feel like we've done shows in worse remotes than Pyeongchang.
Just because. That's all.